The laws of Birkat HaMazon. The Mishnah Berura in Kuf Peh in Seif Katan Aleph brings from the Sefer HaChinuch that gives a guarantee that anybody that makes the Birkat HaMazon and is careful with it and makes it with the Kavanah is guaranteed that he will always have his mizonot for his whole life bechavod, in a respectable way. Which means this is an insurance policy to have parnasa bechavod forever, for his whole life. By doing what? By being careful in the recitation of the Birkat HaMazon. Being careful means, the Mishnah Berurah says, number one, that one should use a sidur. Even though one knows it by heart, it's still proper to read it from a text. Hacham Baruch Alav Hashem always used to say to us, Otiyot Machkimot. The letters make you smarter when you see the letters themselves. And not only that, but you also won't forget, there's different inserts sometimes in the Birkat HaMazon, like Ya'alevi Avor, Etzeva Alitzenu, on Shabbat. When you're reading from a text, you're more prone to remember these things. A story was told about our great Rabbi Hacham Avadia Yosef Alav Shalom when he was 6 years old and he was in the yeshiva. And he was in the yeshiva of Rav Natan Salim, Yeshivat Benet Zion in Yerushalayim. And in those days, they didn't have the Birkat HaMazon cards like we have today. And he, at 6 years old, felt the importance of reading it from a text. So in his own handwriting, he wrote the Birkat HaMazon on cards, and he went and he gave them out to his friends in the school in order they should make the Birkat HaMazon mitok haktav. So you see, Chacham Avadia at 6 years old, and look at the beracha that this brought, of course, amongst other great things that the Rav did. Another thing that one should be careful in Birkat HaMazon is that when he says it, he should recite it loud enough that he can hear himself. Clearly, one should not just eye read it with his eyes. He has to cut it with his lips. But more than cutting it with his lips, he has to actually hear the Birkat HaMazon. Now, Shulchan Aruch holds that if he didn't hear it, b'di'avad yatsa. But I want to show you how important this is. The Ben Ish Chai held that if you didn't say the Birkat HaMazon, were you able to hear it out loud to your ears? He really says that since there's many rabbis that say lo yatsa, better to eat another piece of bread and make Birkat HaMazon again just to cover it. Now, we don't hold like that, Hacham Avadia writes, but I'm just showing you how serious this halakha is to say the Birkat HaMazon aloud. Also, the saying it aloud arouses the kavanah as well. So one should be careful to say the Birkat HaMazon in a loud voice, in an audible voice. Last but not least, the Gaon Bach makes an observation. Sefer Hasidim brings it down that in the entire Birkat HaMazon, you will not find the letter Pesofit, because that letter Pesofit is connected to letters like Shetzef, Ketzef, Af. These are letters that refer to anger and all sorts of destruction, as if to say that one that says the Birkat HaMazon is removed and saved from Shetzef, Ketzef, and Af. Therefore, again, this is a chizuk, that one should be careful to make the Birkat HaMazon. It doesn't take more than 3 or 4 minutes if you're making it with Kavanah. And the benefits, besides the fact that in many cases, Birkat HaMazon is a mitzvat asim in a Torah. So you're fulfilling a positive commandment from the Torah. And therefore, one should be mechuzak on the benefits, not only on his obligation, but there's also benefits regarding this special berakah.